Welcome to Caregiving in Partnership with Fraser Health. We're pleased to provide you with valuable information to guide you in working with healthcare providers. Taking care of a family member or friend is an important and meaningful role. Many people don't identify themselves as caregivers and may miss out on help, resources, and support that is available to them. This course was developed by Family Caregivers of British Columbia, also known by their acronym, FCBC, in partnership with Fraser Health. It provides practical tools to help you succeed in your caregiving role. This course is for you and others who want to learn more about supporting someone during a healthcare experience in Fraser Health. Course Overview. This course will help prepare you as a family caregiver in Fraser Health. The course has three sections. They are Essential Care Partners, Partners in Care, Communication and Partnership, and Resources and Support. In this course, you'll learn about the role of an essential care partner within the care team, the process of being identified as an essential care partner and the different terms used for them in the Fraser Health setting, working within the care team, including communicating with healthcare providers and working through different situations that may come up, the importance of taking care of yourself as a family caregiver, and how to find available resources for essential care partners and navigate different support options. Who to reach out to for support? If you have questions while listening to this course, you can contact us at info@familycaregiversbc.ca. Feedback. We will invite you to share your feedback at the end of this course. We'll use it to help us improve the content. Ready to begin? Section 1. Essential Care Partners, Partners in Care. In this section, you'll learn about the role of an essential care partner within the care team, the different terms used for essential care partners in the Fraser Health setting, and the process of being identified as an essential care partner. To get started, here's a quote from a Fraser Health healthcare provider about the importance of engaging essential care providers. By engaging essential care partners, the care we deliver becomes more personal and humanized, even in a technical, fast-paced ICU, intensive care unit, environment. They're an indispensable part of our team, reminding us that behind every monitor and machine is a person with a story, values, and loved ones advocating for them. We'll include quotes like this periodically throughout the course to help illustrate key concepts. Now, what is an essential care partner? Most often, essential care partners are family or close friends. They are the people who understand what matters most to the person being supported. They also understand the person's health history and lifestyle as it relates to their emotional, psychological, physical, and spiritual well-being. Person-centered care. Person-centered care is an approach that puts the people we serve and their essential care partners at the center of their care. It encourages people to make their own choices and informed decisions at the level of their choosing. This approach is based on the principles of dignity and respect, information sharing, participation, and collaboration, working together. Fraser Health strives to provide person-centered care. Part of this means including essential care partners as members of the care team. Fraser Health's essential care partner and visitor policy explains how healthcare providers identify, include, and support essential care partners as members of the care team. Stories of person-centered care. The following four stories demonstrate the value of person-centered care. The first story shows how person-centered care encourages people to make their own choices and informed decisions. Amina is her mom's essential care partner and often attends meetings with her mom's healthcare providers to discuss diagnosis and treatment options. They talk about the pros and cons of each option in a way that is easy for both Amina and her mom to understand. Amina's mom shares her preferences and concerns, and Amina asks questions to clarify. Together, they make sure Amina's mom's choices align with her values and goals. As an essential care partner, Amina supports her mom to understand her options so she can make informed decisions about her care. The second story shows how person-centered care is about information sharing. Sophia's partner is about to have surgery, and she wants to be ready to support him. The surgeon tells Sophia and her husband about the surgery, what to expect, and shares written information. Sophia takes notes and asks about recovery to make sure she can help. With this information, she feels confident in her ability to support her partner's recovery. As an essential care partner, staying informed helps Sophia provide the best support for her partner. This third story illustrates how person-centered care is about dignity and respect. Jaspreet's elderly dad, who values his independence, is in the hospital. As his essential care partner, Jaspreet shares his dad's preferences with the care team by describing his morning routine of listening to the morning news in his language. The team listens and asks Jaspreet if he can bring his dad's phone and headphones so he can continue this routine. Jaspreet also shares his dad's preferred name. The staff say that they will make the name clear on his chart and the bedside whiteboard. Jaspreet feels relieved knowing his dad is being treated with dignity. Jaspreet's role with the healthcare team helps make sure his dad is treated with respect and dignity throughout his care journey. The final story shows how person-centered care puts people and their essential care partners at the heart of every decision that concerns them. Liam's spouse, David, has been transferred to a rehabilitation unit. Liam and David are invited to join care team meetings, where they share what matters to them and learn about David's progress. Together, they make a care plan that reflects David and Liam's goals and Liam's ability to support David at home. By being actively involved in decision-making, David and Liam make sure that the care plan meets their needs. One way that Fraser Health supports the kind of collaboration we hear about in the last story is through its essential care partner and visitor policy. It explains how healthcare providers identify, include, and work with essential care partners as valued members of the care team. What are some other terms used for essential care partners? Fraser Health uses the term essential care partner to identify the people who matter the most to those using their healthcare services. While they might call you an essential care partner, you might think of yourself differently as a wife, husband, partner, daughter, son, grandchild, friend, neighbor, roommate, or community health worker. You might hear several other terms to describe an essential care partner in Fraser Health. These include natural support, partner in care, caregiver, family caregiver, and support person. FCBC uses the term family caregiver to identify a family member or friend who gives unpaid care to an adult, either at home or in a facility, who has a physical or mental health condition, chronic illness, or frailty due to aging. Why are essential care partners important? As an essential care partner, your support improves the healthcare experience. You are welcome in Fraser Health locations at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Recognized as a member of the care team and a part of the care journey. If a public health emergency, like another pandemic, happens in the future, you can still be with the person you are supporting. Sometimes situations arise that will limit your ability to be physically present. This could be due to circumstances in your own life or changes in the care area, such as safety concerns or limited space. When this happens, work with your care team to explore other options, such as phone contact, being in a nearby area like a waiting room, or using shared spaces like gardens or family rooms. Before we move to the next section, here's a quote from a Fraser Health healthcare provider about their reliance on essential care partners. In the ICU, intensive care unit, patients are often too sick to communicate, and some rely on life support. In these moments, I depend on essential care partners to bridge the gap. They share invaluable insights about the patient, their preferences, values, and how they would like to be treated or spoken to. Essential care partners truly bring the patient's voice back into their care. Roles, involvement, and distinctions. How are essential care partners identified? When someone is using Fraser Health Services, a healthcare provider will ask them, or their substitute decision maker, who their essential care partner is. An essential care partner might be different than the substitute decision maker. A substitute decision maker is a person who can make healthcare decisions for another person when they cannot speak for themselves. British Columbia law sets the rules for who can take on this role. Once you are identified as an essential care partner, the person you support or their substitute decision maker will decide how you will be involved in care. The healthcare provider will record who you are and how you will take part in care. This information is shared with all members of the care team so that everyone understands your role. A person may have one, more than one, or no essential care partners. At any time, the person or their substitute decision maker can make changes. They might identify new essential care partners, remove someone who was previously identified, or change the role of someone already involved. When this happens, please inform your care team so they have the most up-to-date information. How are essential care partners involved in care? Examples of how essential care partners might provide support include helping the care team get to know the person and what is important to them, speaking up on behalf of the person you support, clarifying medical history, helping with feeding, bathing, dressing, or going to the toilet, giving emotional or spiritual support, helping make decisions about care or treatment options, and helping plan their care. How are essential care partners different from visitors? It's important to understand the differences between essential care partners and visitors. First, let's think about essential care partners. An essential care partner is someone like you who has been identified by the person you support as a key part of their care team. Essential care partners play an important role in supporting a person's emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. When it comes to involvement, essential care partners are active members of the care team. This means they take part in care activities and decision-making and are welcome in Fraser Health locations at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In addition, their level of involvement depends on the needs of the person receiving care, the care team, and the care environment. Now, let's think about visitors. Visitors are people who usually know the person you support and visit for social reasons to provide companionship and connection. Unlike essential care partners, visitors are not members of the care team and are not involved in care activities or decision-making. Timing of visits may vary depending on the needs of the person, their essential care partners, and the care providers. In addition, the team will let visitors know about any limits for visiting. To close this section, let's consider two situations that highlight the distinction between an essential care partner and a visitor. First, here's a situation involving an essential care partner. Jack often leaves work early to support his roommate, Rose, who is in the hospital after a serious fall. He has informed the care team about their apartment's layout and will help plan Rose's return home. Sometimes, Jack notices that information doesn't always get passed along from one healthcare provider to another. When he is there, Jack tries to make sure that all important information has been shared. When he can't be there in person, he uses the Understanding Your Stay bedside whiteboard to provide updates. Now, here's a situation involving a visitor. Jill's grandfather, Tariq, had a stroke a month ago, and she has been visiting him twice a week in his long-term care home. She often visits during mealtime so they can have lunch together and talk about their family, Jill's friends, and her university classes. Together, these examples highlight the different but complementary roles of essential care partners and visitors. In the next section, you'll learn about the importance of communication and partnership.